If there's one thing I've learned about jealousy is that it literally only hurts you and not the person that you're jealous of. It doesn't change anything. It literally only hurts you and drives you insane. Hey friends, welcome back to the Why Would I Say That podcast. It's your girl Tierra, and today I want to talk about jealousy. We're jumping straight into it today. If you're new here, you may not know I'm just a little bit dramatic, just a little bit. And I'm very comfortable airing out all my personal stories, all my personal journeys in order to help you. And today I'm gonna talk about how I've been a jealous crazy Fun. And no matter who you are, you may get jealous at one point or another. Not even may. You're going to. It's a human emotion. Jealousy goes really understudied when it comes to BPD. Like if you Google it, it literally says it's understudied and it's just a bunch of he said, she said opinions about it. And yeah, I want to give you an opinion from a borderline as a borderline and give you some tips and tricks that'll help you manage your jealousy and how to use your jealousy for good. Because jealousy isn't necessarily an all bad emotion. It can help you figure out what you want and what you need in life if you use it right. But a lot of times when we get jealous, we think it's a bad thing, it's a terrible thing, and then we start to feel guilt, we start to resist ourselves, we start to resist the people around us, and we do nothing with it other than it being a bad emotion. You can use it for good. I promise you. Just get through this podcast or this video. And you'll see. Jealousy is usually an intense emotion that we get when we fear losing something or someone around us. It's honestly just a mix of insecurity, fear, and comparison. And hey, if you're familiar with BPD, it almost sounds like the definition of BPD. So we deal with jealousy a lot. But it's not always a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing. It's not always an envious feeling like I hate them that they have this. It's more of a feeling of being left behind or even being replaced or left out from someone or a situation. So jealousy doesn't always stem from this big, negative, hateful feeling. Obviously, when you're feeling left out or fearing abandonment, it doesn't feel good, obviously. But I feel like that's not a malicious or envious place to come from. It's more of just like this sad place that you come from and you don't know what to do. For me personally, I compare myself a lot and get envious a lot being in my 20s and watching all these people around me succeed. And I just moved back to my hometown. My relationship went to I talked to the internet, hopefully can make a career out of it. And yeah, I'm like just crossing my fingers and hoping for the best. But then I see people my age driving these nice cars and having these nice careers and graduating at the time that I was supposed to graduate college. And sometimes I get jealous and envious of it. But it's not because I'm like mad at them or hate them. I feel bad about myself, okay? I feel bad about the things that I didn't accomplish or the paths that I didn't take or any of those things. It's not that I'm so envious, hate them, I'm so jealous of them. It's coming from more of a place of hurt than it is of a place of like, I hate them, I'm mad at them, and I never wanna be like them. It's showing me where I have room to grow. And sometimes it's just like a mind little trick. Like I'm on my path right now, I see someone else's path and I'm like, oh my God, what the heck? I want to get there. But you don't see the whole path that it took for them to get there. So when you see the end result, a lot of times it's like, what the f***? I didn't get that end result, so what's wrong with me? But you really didn't see where they came from, so it's hard. But the whole jealousy thing, it's really, really hard to reach your own goals and to be mellow about things when you're like jealous of everyone around you or you feel like you're being left behind. But there's so many reasons that jealousy can be triggered, and these are going to be like the main reasons that they can't get triggered. If you have a fear of abandonment, you're fearing that you're gonna be replaced, you're fearing that you don't spend enough time with someone, you're fearing that someone's gonna leave you for somebody else, that could be a big trigger to jealousy. And it can be so random for someone like me that has borderline personality disorder. Like I could have a partner, we're doing completely fine, but they take a few phone calls in the day and then my brain goes, oh my God, who are they talking to? Are they gonna leave me? Are they talking about leaving me? What are they talking about? I need to know. Cause I got a little bits of the paranoia. So I often like freak out and like project that onto them. And obviously that causes a strain on relationships and you don't want that. It's icky. It's not a great feeling. Your self-esteem could be a reason that you're becoming jealous. Like you want something that somebody else has. You don't know how they got there and you're just envious of what they have. You might not be envious of that person, but you might be envious of what they have. And heck, you might even be envious of the person. I'm not even gonna judge you for it. I've been there, done that. And if you're sitting here saying like, oh my God, she's terrible. She's the most jealous person ever. She gets jealous of other people. Shut up. You've been jealous too. Shut up. You just don't talk about it. Shut up. I talk about it, so shut up. The feeling of jealousy is not a bad indicator of anything. It does not mean that you're bad. It does not mean that you're this horrible, envious person. It does not mean any of those things. What jealousy is really intended to do is to show you your insights of your values, your desires, and even your insecurities. I know that sounds weird, but it really, really is. It literally shows you what you need to work on and what you want to work on. When you get that icky feeling inside, it's usually because you want something that they have, or you don't want to lose something. And when you're feeling those ways, I think it's the best to reflect. Instead of getting angry at the people around you or even further comparing yourself, my biggest tip to you is to really look at those insights and what you can work on instead of blaming things around you and blaming your environment of like, oh, I can't do this because of this. I can't do this because of this. Because that's when it turns to envy. When you start saying that I can't get it because they had it this easy, or I can't have that or can't communicate that because of the XYZ, that's when the envy starts to build and it does turn into something a little more negative than it really, really is. A lot of times people don't use jealousy to their advantage. They don't look inwards and see what they need to work on. They just get really, really mad at that person or thing or environment that has the thing that they want, and they kind of just avoid it altogether because it's harder to look at the things that they've been avoiding and to work on it than it is to just continue avoiding it and to never look at it again. It's easier to be envious and to blame everything around you than to work on it. So a lot of people do not work on this. Next time you get jealous, how can you meet your needs rather than reacting or just giving up on yourself completely because you have this jealous feeling and you're envious and you think that you can't accomplish what they accomplished. But then again, you didn't see what all it took to get there. Like personally, when I see someone in a loving, happy relationship, I'm like, what the frick? I never got that. That's not fair. But then again, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. You don't know what it took to get there. You don't even know if maybe they're just in the honeymoon phase and a few months from now, it's all gonna go to shit. You just never freaking know. A lot of the times having BPD and being in my 20s and comparing myself to everyone around me and thinking that I'm doing so bad and that I'm so behind, I just remind myself that a lot of the things that people have in their 20s is on credit. They didn't buy that. The system bought that. I always remind myself the people graduating with degrees that I think it's like up to 60% of people who get their degree don't even use their degree. I'm constantly reminding myself these big old grand things that people are doing around my age where I feel like I'm behind. A lot of it could be on credit. They could be getting the money from their parents. And matter of fact, they don't have a penny in their bank account if an emergency were to happen. Me, I'm taking my life a little bit slower and I've been saving a bunch of money and living below my means and all that stuff. But it feels like crap because I feel like everyone else is so ahead because why does this 23-year-old have a Mercedes and I'm still driving a 2003 Toyota Camry? Can we talk about that? But then again, my car is paid off. I only paid a little bit for it. It's been paid off for years. I don't have to worry about that car payment versus someone in their 20s is paying like $600 a month for a Mercedes. But I'm sitting there comparing myself to them. Why would I? I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to potentially go into debt because my car got wrecked and I need to go find another car tomorrow and I put it on credit. So you don't know what it took for someone to get something or somewhere. So I always remind myself of those things. Like as glamorous as something may seem, it might not be that glamorous. You don't know what it took to get there and you don't know if they did it the right way. And technically it does matter because you know that saying, the faster you rise, the harder you fall. At least I feel like this resonates with people in their 20s. Like if you want to live this big lavish lifestyle when you're in your 20s, you may hurt in your 30s or 40s because you did not prepare for those times versus someone who's preparing in their 20s. Frick, I might be living this under below my means lifestyle and still be screwed in my 30s, but I think I have a better shot of saving and making sure I have the safety net for when I'm 30 versus the person who just blew all their money in their 20s day by day. And all those things. You just literally don't know where someone's coming from or where they got the stuff that they got or obtained the relationships that they've obtained. You don't know. So as much as it seems glamorful and everything, remind yourself that you can show everyone in the world what you want to show them and people are doing the same exact thing. As glamorous as something may seem, it may not be that glamorous. There may not even be a reason to jealous. As much as they might seem like they have this big glamorous thing that you do not have, it might not be that glamorous and they might be screwed. They might be in a worse position than you right now and you just don't know it because you are living where your feet are planted. A lot of times people will go 10 steps ahead than where they're really at and then have to take 10 steps back again because they weren't where their feet were planted. So there's no reason to compare yourself to someone else's journey, story, relationship, no matter what it may be. You really don't know what happens behind closed doors. And I'm a perfect example of that. I was on here saying, you can have a healthy relationship with BPD for the first year of me being on social media. I was in an abusive relationship the whole time. So don't glamorize anything. Just remember, there is so much more to something than it seems. And that helps my jealousy so freaking much. I'm just like, ah, kumbaya. I'm doing the right thing on where my feet are planted, you know? Another thing I also realized about jealousy is that it only hurts me. And I learned this lesson the hard way, and I'm gonna give you a little story time. A lot of people think I'm crazy when I say I really don't get jealous of my relationships anymore. There's no point. It literally only hurts me. But I'm gonna try to explain it the best that I can so you can use this tip or tool, because it literally has helped me immensely. And I no longer go off my boyfriend's like, are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? Because girl, I've been there, done that, and it literally does the opposite of what you think it does. When I was dating my first love, I was around like 16 years old, and I remember like, this reminder, this is my first time I love, okay? I was a little toxic, I didn't know any better, I was just learning from the people around me. What was I supposed to do? But I just remember accusing my ex-boyfriend, or my first love at the time, of cheating all the time. Just because, I don't know, I was insecure, and it was my first time I love, and I just wanted to feel all the love. I don't know. And eventually, like months later, he did start cheating on me. And it obviously, this isn't my fault for pushing the narrative, but I think I manifested it by bringing it up every day, because he was like, dude, shut up. Because if you don't shut up, I'm going to do it. And then eventually he did it. I just think that's how it works. Like, if you plant something in someone's head, they're gonna do it. And second, the whole time he wasn't cheating on me, I was literally acting sick every day and crying and screaming and pleading with him like he was cheating every day. And the only person that hurt was me. The only person that had anxiety from that situation was me. The only piece that disturbed was mine. It did not disturb his. He did not care. And it literally goes to show, if they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat. But to sit there and make yourself sick the whole time leading up is stupid, and they're getting exactly what they want. I honestly wish I would have just, you know, taken in the relationship and just enjoyed it for what it is. Even though I did get cheated on, I wish I just didn't freak out every single day and just let the relationship be what it was, because they're gonna do it either way. And there's no point for me to sit there and cry myself to sleep every night, panic attack until I almost throw up every single day. Only person that hurts is me. It is not proving a point other than proving the point of I am hurt. And if that person doesn't care, they don't care. They don't care. If I ever get scared, I'll be like, hey, like, what was this about? Or what was that about? But if there's not an actual threat in front of me, I'm not bringing it up, because I'm not going to sit there and cry myself to sleep every day showing you how much I care about you when you don't even care about me in the first place. The only person that hurts is me, and I'm not about to sit there and give you that. It's not happening. And my last boyfriend used to get so mad that I did not get jealous. He would try to make me jealous on purpose, but there'd be certain times I looked at him and be like, okay, well, did you fuck her? Then why are you mad that I'm not mad? Like, you didn't do anything, so why are you mad that I'm not mad? And he'd be like, it's so healthy for you to get jealous. And I was like, I get what you're saying, but that's not you're trying to make me jealous on purpose is not a reason for me to get jealous. You look dumb, and I'm not about to look dumb for your little ego. It's not happening. It's not happening. I don't know if that'll help anyone, but I just realized that jealousy only hurts me and never hurts the other person. And if they're gonna do something, they're gonna do it either way. So what's the point of making myself sick every single day until it happens? It's gonna happen either way. So why not live life? Why not live life? And again, I think once you plant something in someone's head and you annoy them enough about it, it pushes them to go do it. So I just don't do that anymore. And honestly, it made my ex so mad that I wouldn't get jealous. I mean, there were times I did get jealous and I would say stuff about it, but I wouldn't do this thing where I would make myself sick. If I was sitting there making myself sick, I'm just gonna leave. I learned that when I was 16, when I fell in love for the first time. I'm not about to stay here for the next 3 months crying and throwing up. I'd rather just cry and throw up that we're broken up. Sorry. No, it's not happening. Because if you care about me and we're dating, you should love me enough not to put that much emotional distress on me. And you should not be like, that's how you show your love. So you think how I love you is by crying and throwing up and freaking out on you? Yeah, that's freaking weird. That's weird. That's weird. So I just don't get jealous, because I don't. I mean, I do, but like, I don't I guess, like, freak out or make it as big of a deal as it used to, because it literally isn't a big deal unless it is, and it'll come to light if it is. I don't know. That's just something that helped me. That's not very conventional. It's very unconventional. I kind of just gaslighted myself into not being as jealous or being like, oh my God, this girl looked in his direction, so now I'm pissed off because he looked back. No, I don't care. Did you f*** her? No? Okay. And if you did, I'm about to punch you in the face. But that's... don't do that. Don't do that. But... yeah, basically, I don't get jealous because it makes me sick and feeds their ego, and the person that you love shouldn't want you in emotional distress, and if they see the emotional distress, they should be able to be willing to talk it out and communicate with you. So even if someone makes me jealous now, or like in that sense, like in a romantic way, and it's like a constant thing, and I'm always in emotional distress, I'm just walking away, because honestly, you aren't even making me happy. You aren't even making me feel love. So why am I about to sit there and be like, please let me know? No. If you are ever feeling jealous, name it without shame. It's okay. It is literally okay. It is a human emotion. There's nothing to be ashamed about. You're jealous, and that is okay. Find the fear underneath of that. Why are you jealous? Why are you feeling those things? What are you avoiding right now? If you're jealous that someone has a career, is there something that you should be working on in your own life? And it's not saying that you need to have a career tomorrow. It's saying like, hey, like I've been thinking about doing something for a long time and I'm a little envious that they got on their path and I didn't. So instead of looking at them and being all mad, look inward and be like, okay, what's my next step in order to getting there? Because just because you got there a little bit later doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. You can still get there, but sitting in that jealous feeling for longer and being like, ugh, it's not as easy, is not going to help you at all, and is going to make you feel icky for even longer. So use it as a mirror, look inward, and be like, where do I have room to grow? What's my next step into getting what I want? Instead of looking at them, they got what they want, I'm mad. Use it as a mirror and turn that into action. If you are envious of something that somebody else has or is on a path that you want and you've looked inward and you can see your next step, take your next step. Take your next step, because that jealous feeling will lighten a little bit. It'll make you feel better. It'll give you a different perspective and make you realize that you're exactly where you need to be. Your feet are planted exactly where they need to be. And it's your life, and you're going to take it at a different pace than everyone else, and everyone's taking it at a different pace than you. There's some people that are way farther behind than you, and there's some people that are way further ahead than you. And I don't even look at it as being far behind or far ahead. It's just being exactly where they need to be at that time. Because where you're at right now is where your brain knows that you're safe. It knows where you need to be, even if you're in a tough spot right now. There's still a few tools you need to learn in order to get to the place that you want to be, and that's completely okay. That does not mean that you're behind or ahead. It just means that you are where you need to be. So what's your next step in order to get to where you want to be? Turn that emotion into action. And if you're feeling jealous in a relationship, my best advice to you is just communicate that. Don't store it in there and being like, oh my God, he talked to another girl, so I'm just gonna ignore him and not talk to him. And then have this day-long argument of him trying to figure out what's wrong with you, and then you throwing a bunch of petty arguments his way, and then him trying to figure out what went wrong. Just go to the source and be like, hey, when you did this, I felt this way. Don't attack them. Just tell them, hey, when you did this, I felt like this. And see how they react. A lot of times, if a person loves and cares about you, they are going to reassure you and make you feel better about the situation and give you a different perspective and maybe why it wasn't what you thought it was, or maybe even some things that you need to work on. But it's very important to communicate these things instead of just ignoring it and avoiding it and causing this weird tension in relationships where they're trying to figure out why you're trying to be petty, you're trying to figure out how to get over something that you're not even communicating, and you need them to understand, but you won't communicate. Don't do that. Just communicate it. Nip the problem in the butt right then and there. Don't sit there and try to make it a big week-long problem. Just communicate it. Because if you don't, then you are the problem. You then look envious and you look like you're in the wrong. I'm sorry to make it sound like that, but yeah. If you're feeling those ways, I'm not saying that you're wrong for feeling those ways, because you're definitely not wrong for feeling those ways. But if you're not communicating that, but you're like subconsciously communicating that, because you will, that's what humans do, you are going to probably do something that you regret and you look like you can't communicate. I'm sorry. Not to call it like it is, But that's literally what it is. So if you feel those things, communicate it. Because jealousy is a normal human emotion. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be shameful. Just communicate it. Because again, the person that loves and cares about you probably doesn't want you to feel those ways and should reassure you. And if they don't, it might not be your person and you might not be where you need to be. And that's why you have this icky feeling in the first place. So communicate, communicate, communicate. And I cannot stress this enough. Please make sure that you are self-validating yourself. Instead of blaming yourself for being jealous, saying that you shouldn't feel these ways, shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. Yeah, you should. It's a normal human emotion. It's gonna come up. So how do we work through it? You are enough exactly how you are today. Again, I don't believe that anyone is way further ahead than you, and I don't think anyone's further behind than you. I think they're just where their feet are planted right now, and so are you. So what's the next step that you need to take? Do not invalidate yourself. Don't do that negative self-talk stuff, because it only further worsens the situation, further worsens your emotional state. It just worsens everything. So remind yourself that everything you're going through is a normal thing to go through, because it is. And just look at the things that you need to work on. Everyone has something to work on. So don't think that you're the only one that's like, why do I have to work on all this stuff? No, everybody's working on stuff. They just don't talk about it. There's always something else that you're gonna have to work on. Once you get to one goal, there will be another goal. Once you get your one want, there will be another want. No matter what, enough is never enough to anybody. So just know to validate yourself, and exactly where you are right now is okay. And you can always change, and you can always take a step forward, but don't get stuck or caught up in that jealousy feeling, the self-validating things. Don't get caught up in that. It's not a good feeling. It's an icky feeling, and I don't want you to be there, because I've been there before, and it just worsens everything. I know jealousy has such a bad and negative connotation, but I really think it can be used into action, into power, and be used to your benefit if you know how to use it. You know how to reflect on it. You know when you look at something that something may not be what it's supposed to be, and yes, I want to be there, but what is it going to take for me to get there? It's not necessarily a bad emotion. Now, when you are going into situations being like, oh my God, I hate them. Why do you have that? I don't have that. That's not fair. Yeah, it's a bad emotion, but it's more of your reaction to the emotion than the emotion itself. Jealousy is not necessarily bad. It doesn't feel great, but I think it's a great time to reflect, because I don't think it's as negative as society makes it be, because it is a natural human emotion. It just shows you something that you want or do not want. That's all. And being able to reflect on that and to go about it accordingly is super powerful if you use it in that way. And I'm gonna remind you one last time, because I need it ingrained in your brain. You don't know what someone went through to get where they are today, so you might not necessarily want that thing. There's no reason to beat yourself up for not being where somebody else is at, because you don't know what they've been through. Just like, you know, if someone ever looks at you personally and was like, oh, I wish I had it that easy, or I wish I had that, or I wish I had that. You know that feeling you get inside your body where your blood starts boiling? It's like, you don't even know how much it took to get here. Yeah, remember that. Remember that everyone feels that way. There is so much more that goes on behind closed doors and behind the scenes of something. It's nothing to be jealous over. We're just exactly where we need to be, and it takes a lot of freaking work. It just depends on what work that you do, depends on where you get. That's all. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have for you guys today. We went really deep into the whole jealousy thing, and I don't know, I feel like that was a really good episode. If it was, let me know down in the comments below. Let me know what you want me to talk about next time. I think I'm getting a grasp on this podcast thing. We're on episode number 10. I'm very excited to be here. It's starting to go a lot smoother. I'm starting to figure things out. I'm not wanting to throw my camera in my mics every day. If you've been here since the beginning, you know I've been struggling. And there was literally on my second episode, I cried about it. Like, I can't. But it's getting easier. And I just want to thank you guys so, so, so much for being here and following me along on this journey, because it's getting better and better day by day, just like everything else. We're trying our best, our 1% betters every single day, and it is getting better. So thank you guys for bearing with me since the beginning of this podcast. Thank you for being here today. Just thank you. I couldn't do this without you guys, and I love you guys more than anything in the world. And it's like one of my favorite days of the week is to talk to you guys. I love talking. I love talking. I never shut up. If you know me in real life, you would second that. You'd be like, yeah, this girl literally never shuts up. If you're watching on podcast, make sure to leave me a 5-star review to make sure that we're leaving my review at a 5-star because that's pretty freaking cool. So to whoever has left me a 5-star review, mwah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're the love of my life. It helps me so, 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 so much. And I was reading some of them and like, dude, there was tears in my eyes. Like you have no idea like how much those mean to me. I don't know. I just love when you guys like engage with it because I don't know. It makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing and I'm actually talking about the things that you want to listen to and I'm not just yapping to yap to nobody. You know, I really want to help out. So please let me know what I help with, what you want me to help with. It is extremely helpful to me and the people that are watching this because all the comments down below, sometimes you guys start talking to each other, start bouncing off ideas, and I love seeing that. I love seeing my community. It's so cute. It's mwah. So community with my community. It would mean the world to me. Don't forget to follow this podcast or subscribe on YouTube so you're not missing an episode every single Friday. And yeah, I think that's all I have for you guys today. That was a pretty good episode, I think. I don't know. Fingers crossed. Let's hope. I love you guys more than anything in the whole freaking world, and until next Friday, I love you guys.